When I prepare myself to do a homily, I read the first two readings in the gospel, and I put it in prayer to see what the Lord wants me to talk about. Sometimes, I feel enlightened in one area or the other, and I go by what the Spirit is telling me to talk. But this week, in the first letter to Timothy in the second reading, it struck me, pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. Pray, lifting up holy hands. I didn't know why it struck me, but I said, all right, God, if this is what you want me to talk about, you'll give me the words. And sure enough, he inspired me what to talk about. When we pray sometimes lifting up our hands, some of us keep our hands aside. Some would just go hip level, some would go a little high up to the shoulders, and some would go all the way up, lifting their hands up towards God when they're praying. So, you know the commercial that says, "What's in your wallet?" by Capital One? So I'm asking you, what's in your hands? What is in your hands? In order to lift up holy hands in prayers, you may need to let go of some of the things that are holding you or what you are holding on to. Because let's face it, when we let go of things that we're holding on to, it's a lot easier to pray. But when we hold on tightly to some things, what are future expectations, past wounds, current resentments, demands, we find it harder to pray with faith and to surrender. We all know how easy it is to hold on to resentment, especially when we feel justified in anger or bitterness, or how hard it can be to let go of our judgment about another person, especially when we're convinced that we are right. Or maybe you and your spouse disagree on how to raise your children. You might be praying, Lord, help her recognize I'm right. Instead of being open to working together and to find a solution, which is the correct thing to do. You might be angry with God, wondering how he has allowed something bad to happen to you or to a loved one. Many of you know that I have a daughter, she's 37, she has MS, she's had MS for 10 years. She's on a wheelchair, and she's been living with us. My wife and I take care of her and my two grandkids, so this way her husband can go to work. And we pray for her every day. We pray for her healing. We lift her up in our hands to Jesus, so this way he can bring it up to the Father and heal her. I don't know if he'll heal her or not, but I have faith and hope that he will. But I ask the Lord to, at least, Lord, before I die, that I have some assurance that she's going to be taking care of her when I go. Something let me know that I don't have to worry about her, that you make sure that she's going to be taken care of. If you realize you're holding on to something like this, Jesus is giving you a chance to empty your hands today. When you sit down and pray, and you remember that you have been arguing with your spouse or coworker, make a choice to let go. Ask forgiveness. Then start praying. If you stormed out after an angry outburst, take a deep breath and try to make things right with the person you hurt. Remember, when you clench your fist around anger and self-righteousness, it is harder to raise your hands to the Lord in prayer. It is harder for him to fill because your hands are already filled with anger, with resentment, with judgment, with self-righteousness. We have to get rid of these so we can open our hands and lift them up to God. So again, I ask you, what's in your hands? Do a self-examination and see what's holding you from opening your hands up to God, so he can fill those hands with those blessings that he wants to give you. So he fill those hands with all the answers that you're looking for in prayers. Don't clench your fists. Don't fill it with other things, but empty them out to the Lord. So this way you can receive the answers you're looking for and the blessings that he wants to give you. Now, before I say this prayer, I'm going to ask everyone who wants to lift up their hands whichever way you want to, and repeat after me. Father, I believe.
Father, I believe.
You want to give me good things.
You want to give me good things.
So help me let go.
So help me let go.
Of whatever I'm holding on to.
That keeps me from you.
Amen.